Earth's hidden treasures. On ABC Radio Perth.
Can I say at 22 to 9, Chris Parry, I already know you're on a winner. The texts are flooding through this morning with our listeners telling us their favourite roads. Facebook also has plenty of responses since we posted last night asking the same question. Good morning to you.
G'day, Ro. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you. Your favourite road?
Oh, look, I'm so happy with the comments that we've got coming through on ABC socials because there's a few mentions there of what, and I've written some notes for this one.
Ooh.
Look, I was so pleased to see that the drive around sort of Warnborough to Rockingham was in there. I love that.
You're a big fan of that part of the world.
Look, you take it slow and you've got time to look at each of those bays, Warnborough Sound, Safety Bay, Shoalwater Bay. You can pull into Point Perrin. Then you've got Rockingham itself and Palm Beach, down past the big blue grain silo before you hit the industry. It's just one of the best drives. Just love it. Absolutely love it.
So the destination and where you can stop, that comes into the equation for you in terms of best road. It's not just about either getting there, as Eb says, or the scenery, as her husband says.
I think this is the point that's really most important is make it about what's on the way, not just what's at the end. Be prepared to stop if anyone in the car wants to. And with that point above in mind, plan your trip based on time for stops, not on the kilometres you're travelling. So let's use a well-worn example of my hometown of Narrogin, which is less than 2 hours away.
We need a bell. Away. We're going to have to sort that just for when Narrogin, we just have a little ding.
Look, it always takes me 3 hours to get there because we stop off and we climb Sullivan Rock or we go through Wandering and we stop and look at bulls and see which one's got the biggest balls or we find some horses to give an apple to or we stop at William's Wool Shed and buy a sausage roll. That's what makes a road trip. And I look at, when I was a kid, my family drove up to Port Hedland. And when we talk about that trip as a family, it's about that trip.
Yes.
We don't talk about the flights to Italy or Bali or Singapore or anything like that, but it's about being in a car and all the stuff that happened. That's the magnificent thing about road travels.
Yeah, yeah. This was one. Often you ask these questions and I sit thinking all week what my contributions will be, but there were three categories for me. My favourite road in Australia is definitely between Victoria River and Timber Creek in the Northern Territory. It's on the road between Kununurra and Katherine. That 200 k's of road is absolutely stunning and do it during the wet season, towards the end of the wet season when there's water cascading off the escarpment. It is truly breathtaking.
And this one time in the Kimberley,
driving from Kununurra to Warman, probably the first 200 k's, so halfway to Halls Creek between the two, that would be my most stunning, most favourite in Western Australia. And then here in Perth, Terrace Road in Guildford in autumn, out the front of Guildford Grammar School when the leaves are all have gone that beautiful golden brown and they're starting to fall.
It's like you're in England.
It is. Very much is.
And that other point you've got there about the road in the Kimberley into the Northern Territory, other communities along the way.
Yeah.
Like Warman. You've got
houses.
Opportunities to meet vibrant, amazing cultures that you don't get, just in suburban Perth every day of the week.
No, you certainly do not. Keep sending your suggestions through. Ro, my favourite road is the Forest Highway. Enjoying your program. Thanks, George. He's in Padbury. The road I love to travel is over Bedforddale Hill out of Perth City. And Colin in Gosnells writes, the Tin Horse Highway Coolin, really worth a detour in your trip. Thank you. 0437 922 720. Also, if you jump on the ABC Perth Facebook page, not only can you read the comments, but some of the photos are absolutely gorgeous, which you can have a look as well. But Chris, we've got a guest joining us today who knows a thing or two about roads. And I think
just a thing or two.
Anyone who's watched a bit of TV in Western Australia has heard this person telling us about roads and what's happening on the roads. It is, of course, Bernie D from Main Roads. Good morning, Bernie.
Good morning, Ro. Good morning, Chris.
Nice to have you with us. Before we jump into what might be your favourite roads, what's your take, Bernie? What makes a good road?
What makes a good road? Well, clearly, put my main roads hat on, and a good, solid, well-constructed road, let me tell you. Look, it is all really about sort of time versus, you know, scenery. And we're not time poor, I would suggest, a lot of us these days. So let's not ignore, firstly, Tonkin Highway. Now, that's going to get you to A and B at the quickest possible time. So efficiency for me. But when I do take Tonkin, let me tell you, you mentioned Terrace Road earlier, Rowan. That's one of my favourites. Mm. It may not be so much a hidden treasure, but possibly a road less travelled for those who don't need to use it. They'll just take West Swan Road. They might go through Reed Highway. Take a detour. You know, take Terrace Road past Guildford Grammar, the Rose and Crown, meander through there, and then up West Swan Road. Yeah, it's going to take you a bit longer, but, geez, you're going to enjoy it, aren't you? That's one of my favourites for sure. Absolutely.
Bernie, just before you go on to your next one, Jan in West Swan actually has sent us a text, and I like what she said here. High Road, best street road is West Swan Road in the Swan Valley. Which other city in the world has such a picturesque rural road within 20 or so kilometres of the CBD? This road has so much rich history along every kilometre and is under major threat of being destroyed by upgrades and accommodation and adjacent new urban development. What a tragedy. But it's not just a road, it's a journey. And a real rural escape, as Jan describes it. So it is a nice little detour, and you can continue and have a bit of fun out West Swan Road as well.
Absolutely. Jan's on the money. It's not necessarily the destination, but the journey. We've been talking about that all morning, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots to see on West Swan Road. And look, if you do realise, geez, I'm running out of time here because I'm taking in the scenery too long and I've got to be late, get off at Reed Highway. It'll get you there. Or get off at one of the major highways. So it's a win-win. Some other ones, little ones, like if I ever want to avoid Stirling Highway because it can get quite busy, as you know, in the afternoons and the morning, you just get off at Hackett Drive, take Broadway, take Esplanade, and what a beautiful scenic drive. It's going to take a bit longer, sure. But if you end up on Esplanade just past Steve's, pull up over along Charles Court Park, and I tell you what, you'll feel like you're a world away. Enjoy the river for a while, get back into your car and be a different person. Such a beautiful little spot down there. If you've not been there recently, I would definitely give that one a tick. Another one, the hills. We cannot ignore the hills. I take my boys to basketball quite a lot in the brand new Mundaring Sports Centre up there. Sure, I can go up Gravesen Highway, and I do. That's a great trip up that way. But I do take Mundaring Weir Road, go the long way. Geez, I feel like I'm in Margaret River half the time up that way. It's just gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, there's Bernie, certainly some beautiful roads there. Sorry, Chris.
Bernie, I think we're having the most incredible conversation, and there's something that occurred to me which I really want to make sure we get in on this show. And your voice is so well known to us and has been for so many years. I'd really like to give you a go at just saying something, if you would. I'd really like you to say, and if you say anything, and if you see anything out there on the roads that's dangerous, like Ebony being sick out the window, call us on 138 138. Can you say that for us?
Oh, look, if you're ever driving along Kwinana Freeway or Mitchell Freeway or even Stirling Highway late at night and you do see a car pulled over in the side of the road in the left emergency lane and it's Ebony, not feeling 100%, please slow down, keep it to 40Ks, drive with caution, and that's the latest from Munro.
Oh, that's sensational. Absolutely brilliant.
Oh, very, very nicely done. Such a familiar sound. Any other streets or necks of the woods that you really encourage exploring, Bernie?
Yeah, 100%. Look, like I said earlier, it may not be a hidden church, but I don't travel this road much. And when I do, I love it and I can't wait for my ears to pop. Can we guess which road that could be? Could be a few, but Kalamunda Road.
Yeah.
And you're just coming down the hill. Up there.
Yeah, coming down the hill, going meandering through. And one side is, you know, all the rockery. The next side is an escarpment that you don't want to fall over or drive over. It's just beautiful. And if you really, really have the right music on, and for me, travel is all about how long it takes equals how many songs I have to play to get somewhere. Sometimes I'll say it might take me an album, it might take me two songs, or it might take me, you know, Hotel California. That's how long it's going to get me from A to B. But, geez, if you have a bit of Dean Martin, and when the moon hits your eye, you would think you're in Italy driving up that road. Trust me, you'd feel a little bit of Italy in you. So Kalamunda Road is actually one of my faves as well.
Yeah, I reckon any of those hills roads where you come into the city at night, where you just sort of come over the crest and you get that view of the cityscape and all the lights, it's something special. And, of course, yes, your ears ringing as well. That just adds to it, Chris Barry.
Yeah, look, I think Bernie has just really hit the big nail on the head there for what represents good travels and those memories of being in a car with people, and that's what you play in the car. In my day, we used to call it a tape, whereas these days we would call it a playlist. And if ever there is a reason to take the back roads or the scenic route, it's the opportunity to create a new playlist.
Oh, 100%. The road trip tapes. I was a tape girl as well, Chris. That was my vintage, 100%. Yeah, it's all about the music or even the conversation, absolutely. So all of that combined with either a quick trip or a nice scenic trip, just enjoy it. I think that's the main thing.
Bernie, it's been lovely to talk to you this morning. Thanks for having a chat with us.
Thank you, guys. Great. And I have a great
time.
Thank you.
Will do. That's Bernie D from Main Roads. Text still flooding through. Let's go through a few of these, Chris. Definitely cannot go past the Canning Stock Route. That's from Gordon in Kelmscott. That's definitely one of the roads less travelled. Morning, just did a drive from Perth to Port Hedland. Coast Road, beautiful scenery with recent rains. Just beautiful. That's from Elaine. Thank you. Driving north on Stirling Highway at Leighton, just after the Dingo Flour Mill, being accompanied by the view across Gage Roads to Rottnest. With all the car windows down when I was very young, I actually thought Rotto was Madagascar. That's a little bit cute. That's from Daryl in Willoughby.
And I'll tell you what, and that's another thing with the scenic drives and the back roads, is it's an opportunity to put the windows down. Mm. If you're making your way just on the freeways and highways, you don't tend to have the windows down. But if you take the byways and those scenic spots, you've got an opportunity to have a bit of atmosphere and put the window down. Just makes a better trip.
Yeah, definitely. Gary from Perth says Ludlow Chewett Forest Tourist Drive around Busselton. Roma and Glen Forest, favourite roads through the Boran Up Forest and Mundaring Weir Road from Mundaring to Kalamunda. And Kevin in Margaret River, Caves Road, top to bottom, relaxing. Certainly is, and plenty of lovely establishments you can distract yourself with along the way to stretch out that journey along Caves Road as well.
Yeah, and I guess if we're talking about some of those journeys, there's a few more tips that we've got for you this morning as well. You've got to make sure you do a little bit of research. I don't mind, you know, going a bit of free range and all the rest of it, but if you do your research, if you've got a clear destination, what's around the corner from the destination? You don't want to get home and realise that 200 metres up the road was a little winery or little antique shop or something like that. So do a little bit of research and find out that while you're there, what else is there.
All right. Thank you, Chris. We'll come back to you for more tips in just a moment. Ian from Westminster has given us a call. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, ladies. I better first give you the Sandalwood Road. Borden is south in Newenga up, mm-hmm. and you take the Sandalwood Road off the Chester Pass Highway to Albany, and you follow that around the Stirling Ranges, and it comes out then into what they call Noellen on the very tip of the Stirling Ranges. But the drive through there with the cloud formations and the ranges is just beautiful. I've done it many times because my farm was at Noellen.
Is it better in summer or winter, Ian, or it doesn't matter? It's gorgeous
all
the time?
Doesn't matter every time, as long as the Pelin Up River's not flooded and you're stuck and can't get across the water.
Yeah, absolutely. You've done a bit of travelling, as I understand it, Ian, in a four-wheel drive.
I've travelled just about the whole of Australia four-wheel wow. driving, and then some incredible trips. I heard someone mention up there in the Kimberley and up to the Mitchell Falls and all those. They're all very scenic. But I think I'd have to say my favourite drive is still the Central Highway after you leave Leonora and arrive at Laverton.
Yep.
Then you drive across the Central Highway and across the border into the Petermann Ranges. And of course, you're into Northern Territory then. But that drive from there to Uluru, it's astoundingly beautiful. See the marker tree from Len Beadle, who put all the roads through the outback. He's got his little notch on the tree. Yeah, I love all of Australia. It doesn't matter where you go, there's something to see.
There is indeed. Ian, much of that road you talked about will be sealed over the next few years. Do you think it'll make much difference to how much that road's enjoyed?
More people will be able to use it. When I first went across it in a PC, and wet and slush up on the windscreen at night. And I arrived at Warrakerna, which is just on about on the Northern Territory border.
Yep.
We were absolutely sick of it because it was in the dark and we didn't know where we were. We had no GPS or anything like that then. But anyway, we arrived there and were greeted by the people that run it and said, "Do you need the showers?" And I said, "What, out here in the middle of nowhere? You got showers?" So it's got everything there, proper camping park. Yeah, it's beautiful. And look, we would have only seen about four cars. That's quite a wow. few years back. But now you'd see a couple of hundred cars every time you go across it. Not so much in the pandemic, but before yeah. the pandemic, yes. But once it's bitumised, it's a good road. You can travel at 100 on it anyway. Mm. But this will just make it better and avoid the dust from any trucks and that coming.
Yeah,
the dust hangs around and you just can't see for a while.
That's true. And for those people who live out there, probably help the cars last just a little bit longer than rattling around on that road every time. Rod in City Beach has also given us a call. Good morning, Rod.
Oh, good morning. Yes, look, thanks for taking the call. We really enjoy the drive from the Lakes turnoff to York along through the Wandoo reserves and the avenues at Wandoos as you drive through with the sun glinting off the trunks. It never fails to impress us.
Yeah, absolutely right. There's something about water, isn't there? Whether it's the Avon River, whether it's the Swan River, wherever it is, I think water, the ocean, if you're driving along West Coast Highway, just adds to it, doesn't it, Chris?
It does, and I think Rod's hit on something there. Rod, does something happen when you turn off onto that road? Because it's a really busy road, and then you turn off, and do you find yourself relaxing just that little bit more?
Absolutely, yeah. And as I say, it's just never. We do it on a regular basis, and when the sun just hits the trunks of those trees driving along there, there's a certain section where it's all the pinks come out along the trees, and it's just superb.
Oh, thanks Absolutely. For giving us a call, Rod, and sharing your favourite road. We've still got a little bit of time. If you're quick, 1300 222 720, or you can send a text 0437 922 720. Before I get Chris to wrap up his tips, we will ask him why the roads are a hidden treasure, but I think we've explained it pretty well over the last 10 minutes or so. A few more texts. Ken in Hillary's, the drive through the Chichester Ranges from Python Pool to Point Sampson at sunset is pretty awesome. Totally agree with that. Trisha in Willerton, how about the Jacaranda Line streets in Applecross, or for historic reasons, the wide main street of Kalgoorlie? Chris in Kelmscott, hello, Brookton Highway and Canning Road to Kalamunda. That's his favourite. And Gary in Inglewood, my favourite road in Australia, the Great Ocean Road in Victoria.
Yeah, and look, it's hard to compete with that as a road. But I think I'd also like to just remind us all about, I guess, how Hidden Treasures came about, and it was about exploring suburbs. So rather than just racing your way through a suburb on your way to work, come back on a weekend and make it your destination. Explore Mount Hawthorne or Bull Creek, Carinup or Bassendine. Look at that main street of Bassendine that most people would just go past, you know, on the main road alongside the railway line. Take the opportunity to duck left and right and see what's in our very own suburbs as well, and find something to buy, local jam, local art, or something by the side of the road like a talc rock from Three Springs.
Yep, grapes in the Swan Valley, whatever it might be. Fiona writes, hi, I love the rolling hills drive from Gemmalling to 2J during canola season, and stunning drive between Bridgetown and Nanup via Brockman Highway, long winding road through the valleys with glimpses of the Blackwood River, trees, etc. Especially lovely when the wattles are in flower. And that's, you know, we can talk to Sabrina about that after nine, but the seasons as well have such an impact on how stunning particular roads can be at certain times of year.
Yeah, and when you do them, obviously, like if you take that drive from Scarborough up to Hillary's, one of the best drives we've got in Perth, how cool is that in summer with that the beautiful blues of the ocean taking up every part of your view, you know, off to one side? It's just spectacular, just the same as the gold of the canola at other times of the year on country roads.
Nanup getting another mention, the road from Nanup to Balingup in spring is spectacular. Chris Parry, we're almost out of time. Any more tips or advice that you'd give for making sure you take advantage of a good drive?
Bro, you're a sports journo by trade. So who's on the bench? If something is closed when you get there, how are you going to use your time without heading straight back home? Who's coming off the bench to save the day? Make sure that if where you're going to, why you're going there is closed, you've got something else you can do. So it's about doing that little bit of research, whether it's another little town up the road or whether it's because you know there's a local museum or a local art or market, you know, just something like that. Make sure you've got something else that you can pull the day together with, and just do that little bit of research. You don't have to do much, but just do a little bit.
Give the final say. This text doesn't have a name, unfortunately, but I think it's a nice one to round out the conversation with. A couple of years after buying a home in Wildcatcham, I went to the US for 6 weeks and as we drove between Dowran and Wylie, I had this weird feeling. And it wasn't until we went around a bend and I saw the lights of Wildcatcham that I realised what it was. For the first time in my life, I was excited to be almost home. Even now, 28 years later, I get that same sensation as I get to that same bend.
Yeah, tingles going down the spine. I get that when I go back to my hometown as well. And I think it reminds us why road travels are hidden treasures, because they can be easily planned, easily budgeted for, and can be any length you want. They can take you home or they can take you to a new destination.